Exclusive: AMLO's new National Guardsman accused of narco extortion in Mexican border state. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on March 10, 2020. Monterrey, Nuevo León, the troops Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador deployed to the streets who were eventually rebranded as the National Guard are currently under investigation for extortion and threats targeting street-level dealers in the border state of Nuevo León. A three-month probe by Breitbart Texas revealed that federal authorities appear to be replicating the tactics often used by cartels for their own profits. For 3 months, Breitbart Texas looked into a citizen complaint documented in court files. Videos and photographs where members of Mexico's military police allegedly carried out illegal raids at the home of a wheelchair-bound man with ties to the street-level distribution of drugs. The soldiers in their vehicles were purportedly captured in surveillance cameras that the victim installed around his home. Legitimate raid or extortion? Despite formal complaints filed by and on behalf of 49-year-old Roberto Leonel Martinez Gauna, there was an apparent lack of results and a possible cover-up in connection with a raid by military police. They reportedly beat Martinez and extorted him on various occasions. Breitbart Texas spoke with members of the Martinez family and obtained access to their police complaints filed 623/2019 CODIFAO. Breitbart Texas also obtained exclusive access to the court case file 0125/2019 UED3 that was started in 2019 when Martinez claimed that in April, a squad of soldiers wearing face masks and state police vehicle FC-1510 barged into his home without any warrants. At the home on April 23 Street in the industrial neighborhood of Monterrey, the officers repeatedly beat and threatened Martinez in front of his family as they demanded $400,000 pesos, $23,000. Fearing for his life or being jailed on trumped-up charges, Martinez reportedly agreed to turn over $70,000 pesos, $4,000. According to the alleged victims, the troops did not provide any court order or search warrant. The victims also claimed there were no emergencies or exigent circumstances that would have given the troops an excuse to barge into the home. The precursor to AMLO's National Guard. Shortly after taking office, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador assigned squads of military forces to help secure the streets of Nuevo León as a test run that eventually became the National Guard. During a meeting in 2019 when he unveiled his Metropolitan Security Operation, López Obrador said the intelligence-driven forces would address the rising number of homicides in Nuevo León. The announcement was welcomed by Governor Jaime Rodríguez Calderón and his security secretary, Aldo Fasci Zuazua. The operation called for members of Mexico's military police 4th Brigade to coordinate with state and municipal officers to confront organized crime and contain the drug war. The presidential plan called for joint groups of soldiers and police who would answer to a military chain of command with zero corruption. The Mexican Army is an institution with experience born from the people. Different than the armies in other parts of the world, it is respectful of the civil authority. Born from a loyal country, AMLO said during the ceremony where he assigned the group to its military leader at the time. At its inception, the group was under the command of General José Luis Cruz Aguilar, who oversaw all of the military police operations at the time. By November 2019, Cruz Aguilar became the head of the National Guard in Nuevo León, even though his troops were fingered in a criminal complaint about alleged extortion schemes. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.